No one can be expected to fall on a grenade forever. Silbergen County Democratic Committee Chairman Luis Tellado is apparently calling it a career in the county, where once Democrats' biggest challenge included Republicans in the era of an ascendant governor Chris Christie. Christie refashioned Dems into his own subservient, or at least symbiotic, party, structured around those surviving pieces of infrastructure he left in place after blowing up the rest. When he issued forth in 2011 on the heels of his own ravaged party, Stellato appeared as a shaman like old Obi-Wan Kenobi school Democrat schooled by Hubert Humphrey and his own local tour of duty as mayor of Lyndhurst. By the time he was done, pending appointment to the Sports and Expo Authority, he had defined the most contemporary sort of Democrat, a guy who stands on his own 2 feet amid the tentacles of a party apparatus essentially conceived and left behind by Christie. The talk today as the phones buzzed in Bergen was that Paul Giuliano of Fairview would be the most likely successor to the throne once Tellado formally retires. If Polly, get used to the nickname, apparently gets an award, there are 1,000 people there. One source pointed out. Apparently that's what happened recently, which short-circuited talk of a Giuliano alternative. But what Giuliano will mean could have seismic political consequences. Stellato did it all in his tenure, including making Phil Murphy, instead of South Jersey option Senate President Steve Sweeney, governor, tossing Republican Kath Donovan out of power without the assistance of that overriding party establishment that happily played ball with Christie, and paving over Republican hopes of political daylight with a Democratic dominant freeholder board. Try as they might, they couldn't drive a Salem's Lot stake in his heart, because he was a funeral director, not someone chained to a public payroll, which meant he did it on his terms. That status made him unusual in these times, increasingly defined, according to State Senator Ronald L. Rice, by more control by fewer under the guise of e pluribus unum. For months as many anticipated Stellato's walk-off, the pushing and shoving match in the Democratic Party featured Giuliano, a public works dude, versus MAWA brand name Todd Shearer. With Giuliano seeming early to have at the very least more animated allies talking poly inevitability. Murphy, who had Bergen backing when he secured the governorship in the 2017 Democratic primary, will of course want to make sure Bergen doesn't turn into a South Jersey power incursion, and at the moment, the people pounding their chests about how Polly won't be able to withstand the pressure that looted to stay Bergen independent, have resistance. Paul is his own man, one source insisted. Paul won't be controlled by Paul. If it sounded like a daft contradiction, it actually wasn't. The source was referring to Paul Giuliano and Paul Zarlo, the senator and sometimes cozy pal of South Jersey. The biggest piece of evidence for the point of view that Giuliano won't be controlled is that he's actually controlled by State Senator Nick Sacco, D32. Currently running a beat-down re-election campaign against Larry Weinstein, Sacco ran afoul of South Jersey with former Speaker Vinnie Prieto, bouncing out of Prieto's political death spiral by joining Stellato and Passaic County Democratic Committee Chairman John Curry with a 2017 Murphy endorsement, partly as a kick in the nuts to South Jersey. Nick is Polly's godfather, a source told InsiderNJ. So he's not going to disrespect Nick by turning over the keys of the Bergen Kingdom that Lou built. Another source cautioned against the actual godfather narrative, but conceded they're close. I think political godfather is accurate, the source suggested. If a fork wasn't actually in the Shearer candidacy, or in the very nascent, as of 2 weeks ago, possibility of Bergen freeholder Tom Sullivan, Giuliano looked dominant. People were talking to Polly in Woodcliffe Lake with the governor in the room, as if he was already the chairman and Lou, I think, had to have picked up on that, a source said. Stellato, it is said, is expected to last as long as it takes to get approved for Sports and Expo, with Sweeney's shadow arguably in the form of Senator Kristen Corrado, R40, a possible complication if anyone, including Polly, appears too extant establishment unfriendly.